Welcome to the second edition of Classic Racing Stories on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. This episode we have my friend Dario Franchitti. This is actually taken from episode 9 of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. We recorded this at Phoenix International Raceway, believe it was either late March or early April in 2016. And from episode 9, Dario gifted us one of my favorite tales of his, and that is from his introduction to the DTM. Keep in mind, as a young breakout open wheel star trying to get from British Formula 3 to Formula 1, that didn't necessarily happen at the rate and pace he was hoping. And so after his Formula 3 exploits, he spent 1995 and 1996 with Mercedes in the DTM and the ITC as well. And from that, boy, well, A, we were quite thankful that Mercedes said, "Hey, kid, F1 ain't happening, but go to America," which he did with Hogan Racing, debuting in 1997. But before all that, before his DTM career, where he had a lot of success, was produced, well, we had the opposite of success. And that is the heart of this racing tale that he tells us. So rather than spoil all of it, I'll just leave this to you. It's rather short, maybe about 4 minutes long, but that's the entire idea behind my Classic Racing Stories series. Just short, fun tales that hopefully you will share with others and add them to your arsenal of story collectibles from stars like Dario Franchitti. You can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes, on our hosting site Podbean, on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page, and on marshallpruitt.com. All right, here we go. I seem to recall you have a piece of memorabilia from your DTM days, a door.
Actually, I moved it the other day.
Okay.
It's not a door, it's part of a door.
Part of a door. So can you tell the story of how you have a piece of a Mercedes door as memorabilia? And folks might have heard this story, but it never gets old.
It was a carbon door, as all things were in the DTM car, and it weighs about the same as a pair of sunglasses, the bit that I have. And it was signed by the test team because I had a habit of destroying the test cars. I never really crashed a race car much, but the test car, every time I drove it, I wiped it out.
You found the limits.
Yeah. So I signed for Mercedes, and we had the 94 car, which was the first of the Class 1 cars. The 95 car was a massive step up, and Schneider had been testing it, as he should, because he was the most experienced driver, the team leader. And eventually, for some reason, Gerhard Unger and the guys decided, okay, it's time to let the kids into it. So I was the first of the kids to get to go play. And we were testing at Hockenheim. We used to test 9 to 12 at Hockenheim every day for noise abatement. That was it. So you'd have to test for a week there to get anything meaningful done.
Wow.
And you would run on the track with streetcars and trucks and buses and smart cars at the same time as you're hauling around there in a DTM car. Oh, yeah. So I'm going out, and it was like, I think it was Thursday, and I'd been testing all week with this car, and I kept complaining of it having a fast corner oversteer, aerodynamic oversteer, and we couldn't fix it. And they were like, yeah, we'll fix it later, we know the problem. I was like, well, can we do something now? No. So me now at 42 years old would say, okay, I should just maybe take it a little easy through the fast corners, but no, me 21 years old, I'm going to show these guys,
of course,
which is actually obviously half a lifetime ago, I'm going to show them how fast I am. Well, one morning, went out the pits at 9 o'clock, to point, some of the engineers weren't even at the track yet. Gerhard Unger, the chief engineer at the time, great pal of mine, hadn't even arrived. So I head out of the pits, new tire, qualifying run, qualifying sim, which, knowing that the car had this imbalance, was a little brave of them. Anyway, so I go out the back, it was one lap qualifying, and I come, there's a left-right flat chicane. I turn left, the car snaps.
How fast are you going at that point?
160 maybe. The car spins, hits the barrier backwards, flips over backwards. I don't know what happened then, because I closed my eyes. At one point I thought, okay, it stopped because it's gone quiet. In the air, and it landed nose down, and it just kept lunching itself. It just absolutely destroyed itself. It bent the steering wheel, snapped the pedals, it broke the seat, it took the trumpets out of the V of the V6
oh my
engine.
God.
There was nothing left. This was a prototype. This was a hand built.
Oh yeah,
prototype. They hadn't made copies of the parts yet to start making the production, because we had 6 or 8 cars to build. So I get out of the car, a bit dazed, and the guy stops in one of the old cars, Mercedes street cars that he's doing a mileage test with, and he says, you want to lift back to the pits? And I sort of jump in the thing. We head back, and Gerhard's now there. I'm standing shaking just with the adrenaline, the whole thing. And I can't even speak to him. I can't even use the words I used, but I basically told him that the car was junk, and he was like, what? And so the car's anyway. The mechanics have seen all they saw was the voltage going to zero
on the
engineers on the telemetry. So they've gone, it must have stopped. So they've gone out in the bus to come round the track.
Disappearing Dario.
And they've stopped at this crash site. It looks like an aircraft crash. And apparently they spent the next half an hour running around the forest looking for me, thinking I've run off in shock. but I nearly got fired for that one. Yeah, it was nearly the end of the whole thing.
Wow.
But I managed to stick it on pole for the first race and all was forgiven, thank God, because that was nearly the end of a beautiful relationship.
We'd be talking to Dario the shop owner, Dario the banker.
Master criminal, possibly. I'm not sure what I would have done.
And that was Dario Franchitti, who, thanks to that little adventure, has yet another piece of memorabilia to keep in his collection. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.